Welcome everybody, and thank you very much for coming. Bienvenue, merci beaucoup d'être venu. I'll do the majority. My name is James Andine, first of all. I'm the president of the CEC. I'll be chairing the meeting today, and in the interests of time and the mixed public, I'll be doing a majority in English, if that's all right. Right, so getting started, we've got the question of attendance. Eve is taking attendance for the people in the room. In the video document, maintains the attendance of the everybody who's here virtually. So, first of all, the agenda for today's meeting is available on the CEC website. So I we'll put the link. The link is now in the chat to the agenda. It's also a page that contains links at the bottom to some of the other documents that are involved in today's meeting. And Eve and Mark, I guess, can I do we have paper copies, Eve, or anything like that, or just the link in the here is good enough, I guess. We'll say it's good enough. So the agenda is there online, and anything else that needs to be referred to. A reminder of voting rights for today's session. Only permanent, full patron and honorary members whose membership's in good standing, so whose dues are paid up to date, may vote. Institutional and associate members may not vote. All present may speak, whether it's they are a CEC member or not. A reminder that the meeting is being streamed and recorded for archival purposes. So, when you speak, especially if you're in the room at Concordia, if you could please state your name clearly before speaking for the benefit of those not physically present and for the purposes of the recording. If that's all clear, then we will open the meeting. I would like to now open the CEC's 2025 AGM at exactly 6 minutes past noon Montreal time on Friday, August the 22nd, 2025. Welcome to all those present in person and online, and thank you for participating. So that brings us to the first point on the agenda, which is the adoption of the agenda, which requires a motion to adopt and a second. So hopefully people have had a chance to look at the agenda. Would anybody like to adopt and second the agenda?
Sure.
Okay, so who's our first?
Mark.
Mark, and our second, Simon. Was that your hand, Simon? And Simon Chiouani, which that's really hard to say, is our second.
Chiouini.
Chiouini.
Thank
That'll take time.
you.
Chiouini. So the agenda is adopted. Second point of the agenda is the minutes of the previous AGM from last year. This is also available online. The link is available on the agenda page for this year's AGM, but I've also placed a direct link to last year's minutes here in the chat. Nominally, we should take a minute to read those unless they've already been read, but I'll give a couple of minutes if people want to glance at the minutes from last year's AGM.
Good. Think we're good here.
Okay, in that case, we'll need a motion and a second in order to adopt the minutes. Would anybody like to do that? Do we have a first for adopting the minutes from last year? That's Sean. Does anybody second the motion? Simon, so Sean Pinchbeck makes the motion, and Simon Chiouini, seconds the motion. Great. Point number three, business arising from the minutes of the previous AGM. I don't believe there are any actionable items from the previous AGM, but if anyone thinks otherwise, now would be the time to say so. Does anybody think there's something we should action based on last year's minutes? We'll take that as a no. Terrific. In that case, we will move on to point number four, which is the board of directors for current fiscal year, which I will pass over for now to our secretary, Simon.
Hello. So I'll simply be presenting the proposed new board for the next coming year. First of all, I would like to give a huge thank to our outgoing member, Kerry Dodge, for his many years of service as part of the CEC board. And as for the proposed new board, we have remaining in position of President James N. Dean, as Vice President Pauline Patti, as secretary, myself, Simon Chiodini, remaining in the position of treasurer, Sean Pinchbeck. In the position of member at large, we have then Etienne Masson, Rick Nance, Michael Palumbo, Anna Dallaire-Mayek, and Darsha Hewitt. Joining the board as new members at large are Alyssa Rivers, Stephanie Moore, Antoine Lucier, and Louis-Olivier Desmarais. So if any one of the new members who are present today would like to say hello and introduce yourself, the floor is yours.
We've got Stephanie online. Stephanie, do you want to say hi
Yes.
and have a
Hi.
word for yourself?
Sure. Hi. Bonjour. Yes, I live in Montreal and I've been there almost 16 years, but currently I'm in Winnipeg doing a residency, learning about Dolby Atmos, actually. And I have an acousmatic album project underway. I've had a very long interest in electroacoustic music as well as instrumental music, and I've been on other boards before and would be I've worked with Simon, sorry, yeah, with Code d'Accès about 10 years ago for a couple years, and with Tim Brady's artistic committee. So yes, I would be glad to participate in this board.
Great. Thank you very much, Stephanie. And are Antoine or Louis Olivier in the room?
No.
Okay. So I think I think Stephanie is the one of our new members at large present to introduce herself. Great. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Thank you very much, Simon. In which case, we can move to the approval of the new board. Would anybody like to move to approve to the new board or object? Now would be the time to object if you want, but otherwise. Robert Normando
I propose.
moves. Great. And anybody seconds? Think we
I
need, do we need somebody who's not on the board to second? Great. Julie is seconding.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So that's Julie Delisle has seconded. Thank you very much. That means that the board is now considered approved by general consent. Moving along then, we move to the president's report. So as president, I will now present a report on the CEC's activities over the past year. We'll start with, in some ways, the most exciting part, which is the results of the latest round of JTTP. So we'd like to now officially announce the winners, the prize winners of JTTP in its latest running. So first place goes to Emmanuel Bry and Antonin Goujon-Moisan for their piece, Quand on donne aux choses un sens, rien ne sert de chercher la direction. So congratulations to them. I'm not sure who's in the room and who's not, but congratulations to them. Great. Hello, very well done. Congratulations. Some of these names we're going to notice are going to come up again when we go through some of the thematic awards this year. Second place goes to Vivian Lee for Sonic Memories of Fleeting Times. So, congratulations to Vivian Lee. And then, interestingly, we have a three-way tie for third. So, we have three ex aequo placements. It's Michel Selvaggi's Quantum Apparatus. Hey. And Justin Tatone's 14 Concorde 1-5 with Concordia Laptop Orchestra. Yay. And James Player's Camino de Santiago. So, congratulations to the top five of this year's JTTP. Next we have the winners of the JTTP Thematic Awards. First, the Hildegard Westerkamp Award for Soundscape and Sound Installation goes to James Player for Camino de Santiago. Once again, congratulations to James. The Micheline Coulombe-Saint-Marcoux Award for Self-Identified Female or Non-Binary Electroacoustic Artists goes to Michel Selvaggi for Quantum Apparatus. So congratulations once again on that. The Jean Piché Award for Video Music, New Media, and Creative Coding goes to Gabriel Jeannot for Ecdysis. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but congratulations anyway. The Martin Gottfried and Martin Bartlett Award for Live Electroacoustic Practices goes to Emmanuel Brie and Antonin Goujon-Moisan's Quand on donne aux choses un sens, rien ne sert de chercher la direction. So, congratulations to them once again. The Barry Truax Award for Environmental or Ecological Audio Practices goes to Graham Dick for Frost World's Microgeographies of the Anthropocene. So, congratulations to Graham. The Yves Gigon Award for the most outrageous electroacoustic work goes a three-time winner this year, Emmanuel Brie and Antonin Goujon-Moisan's Quand on donne aux choses un sens, rien ne sert de chercher la direction. So congratulations to them yet again. And finally, the Jeff Chippewa Award for Indigenous Cultural Background goes to Cordell Colette for Nöcken. So, congratulations to all of our JTTP winners. Really outstanding work once again this year. And Eve, once the session is over, Eve, we'll have some things to present to some of those winners. So, thank you very much, and congratulations to all of them. JTTP 2024 residencies. Since 2021, the CEC partners with institutions in Canada and abroad who offer minimum 2-week residencies to a JTTP prize winner or thematic award recipient. Earlier this month, Nicolas Bourgeois, winner of the 2024 Martin Gottfried and Martin Bartlett Award for Live Electroacoustic Practices, was in residence at CIMAS in Mexico. And Philippe McNab-Séguin was the winner of the 2024 Yves Gigon Award for the most outrageous electroacoustic work, was in residency at the Académie der Kunst de Berlin, Studio for Electroacoustic Music. So congratulations to both of them. JTTP concerts. As is tradition since 2014, Acousma Festival in Montreal presented JTTP work in October last year, specifically Michael Meunier-Bisson's Music Friend. And work from amongst the recent winners of the 2025 edition will be presented in the upcoming edition of Acousma in October 2025. In addition, the JTTP winners received radio play, including, for example, on the Electric Sense program on CIUT in Toronto. E-Contact, update on E-Contact. The CEC's long-running journal E-Contact has been in a production pause due to challenges in its financial and human resources, and more recently due to changes in structure and personnel. The decision was made in order to avoid having to compromise the quality of scope and content that the readership has grown to expect after 25 years of publication, in which 81 issues were published online. The return of eContact is now a priority for the coming year, with plans afoot for a change of format and increased links with other CEC platforms and projects. Strategic plan. After a period of significant flux, the CEC has completed the 4-year strategic plan for the period 2024 to 2028, including both the revising and refreshing of existing projects and priorities, as well as the launch of new ones. More info to follow in our October edition of the bi-monthly online newsletter for CEC members. eFlash, which is itself expected to undergo a revision, continuing to provide reports from the board, but expanding towards a broader newsletter format. In fact, I'll have more to say on some of these points later in the meeting. Very importantly, a few words about Jeff Chippewa. Earlier this year, saw the departure of CEC Administrator Jeff Chippewa, who, after an astonishing 20 years of intensive and dedicated service, has left his post with the CEC for new pastures. The debt owed to Jeff by the CEC cannot possibly be overstated. He has been an absolute pillar of the organization for so many years, with a central role in piloting the ship at the best of times and holding the ship together through Herculean effort during those times when the seas were stormy and rocky shoals beckoned. There is no way to properly express the depth of our gratitude for all that Jeff has done for the CEC over so many years. On behalf of the entire community, but especially on behalf of the board and admin team of the CEC, many, many thanks from all of us to Jeff for his passion, diligence, stamina, perseverance, intelligence, and wit, which all of which will be sorely missed and indeed already are, and we wish him all the very best for a post-CEC future. In closing, I would also like to thank Mark Corwin and Concordia University for hosting this year's AGM, as well as Yves Gigon for his steady efforts on behalf of the CEC, and as usual, to all of the CEC members for their continued support. Are we happy to accept the president's report, which I think can be done by consensus? If nobody objects, then we accept the president's report by consensus. And I would now like to invite Sean Pinchbeck to present his treasurer's report for the 2024-25 fiscal year.
Thank you. So this is the financial report for the 2024-25 fiscal year, with a perspective on the current fiscal year 2025 to 2026. You can refer to the financial report and documents on the CEC AGM link, the webpage there for the AGM. There's the financial documents available for you to follow along. So the assets and liabilities on the first page of the financial report for the 2024-25 fiscal year are summarized. Assets, the total of available funds in the CEC's main bank account, placement account, which include funds for JTTP thematic awards, and PayPal Plus accounts due is $31,703. Liabilities, the total liabilities from accounts payable plus donations earmarked for JTTP awards through 2025, plus grants received in advance are $25,885. Assets minus liabilities leave a net asset of $5,818. Accounts due consist of membership dues owing, projected to be recovered, and a small balance for membership payments remaining on PayPal at the end of the fiscal year, which actually this year is only $1, so the PayPal is negligible. Accounts payable consist of professional fees owed to the CEC's translator and production costs related to the JTTP 2023 concert in Latvia in April 2024. Donations received in advance for the JTTP thematic awards in 2024 through 2028, and grants received in advance for the SOCAN Foundation grant attributable to the second half of the calendar year received at the start of the year. Revenues and expenses. The second page of the financial report offers an overview of revenues and expenses by category. Primary sources of revenue were the SOCAN Foundation core funding, membership dues, and private donations for JTTP. Principal expenses were subcontracting, administrative salaries, and professional fees, JTTP cash prizes, translation, and accounting, as well as communications and office-related expenses. The difference in total revenues, $42,388, and total expenses, $41,400, means that the CEC's revenues exceeded the expenses by $989 for the last financial year, putting us into the black. Financial forecast. The annex on the third page of the financial report provides informal, simplified summaries and projections. The first table reflects what is described above. The second table shows projected funds and revenues for the current fiscal year, net assets plus the confirmed annual operations grant plus projected membership fees and JTTP donations leave the CEC with a working balance of $48,218 for 2025-26. Revenue sources, institutional. SOCAN Foundation reverted to an annual funding model. It was briefly 3-year grants that we were getting. No increase in funding since 2023, currently $30,000 per year. We just submitted the funding application for the next year. We expect the results later this year for the 2026 grant round. We will inform the membership of the results in a future edition of eFlash. We wish to thank the SOCAN Foundation for their continued support. Other stuff. The JTTP prize packages are the result of private donations and materials solicited from institutional and individual partners in Canada and abroad. In 2021, under Kevin Austin's initiative, the first 4 JTTP thematic awards were launched. From 2021 through 2025, the awards are foundationally supported through a generous donation from Kevin. Last year, Kevin renewed his commitment to support these and 3 more awards for another 5 years. We thank him for his continued support of the JTTP thematic awards. We send our huge thanks out to all our partners for the wonderful prize packages the CEC is able to offer the JTTP winners, the value of which is over $3,800. In addition to the cash prizes offered to winners and thematic award recipients, there's a total value of $2,800. One last item, I gently remind those members who have not yet paid their membership dues for 2025-26, do so at your earliest convenience. Membership dues are another important component of the CEC's revenues and therefore also help the CEC maintain the quality and scope the community expects from us in all our endeavors. If you're unsure of your membership status, please contact our administration to clear things up for you. So, to summarize, on behalf of the board of directors, I present a financial report in the black by $989. Our continued SOCAN funding should maintain stability and sustainability for our future operations and programs, with an outlook to hopefully grow funding for our future outreach projects. On other positive news, our membership numbers are stable, providing a solid financial source that helps fund our various endeavors. I'm pleased to be presenting a financial report this year that is a slight surplus after a small deficit last year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Are we able to approve or adopt the Treasurer's report by consensus? If nobody objects, then we will adopt the report by consensus. I take that as approval. So the Treasurer's report is adopted. Thank you very much once again, Sean. Next section of the agenda, other reports from the board and administration. We have two things to cover here. One is an introduction of our new honorary members, and then a few words on our strategic reorientation. So I'd like to pass over to Wei Qian to introduce the CEC's new honorary members.
Hello, so here are the new honorary members. Alors, c'est avec un immense plaisir que la CSC accueille Yves Daou, Robert Normando, Hélène Prévost et Hildegarde Westerkamp à titre de nouveaux membres honoraires. Leur contribution à la croissance de la communauté des praticiens et des activités électroacoustiques à travers le Canada et sur la scène internationale sont bien reconnues. Et nous sommes extrêmement fiers de pouvoir les compter parmi les membres honoraires de la CSC. And for English, the CC is extremely pleased to welcome these four distinguished composers as our newest honorary members, recognizing their renowned contributions to electroacoustic music across Canada and internationally.
Great, merci beaucoup, Etienne, et merci et bienvenue à Robert, who is has joined us for today's meeting. So that's very very generous, and we're very very fortunate to be able to count Robert and the other three esteemed new honorary members amongst the CEC family. Great. So the second item in the other reports from the board and administration, I'd like to take a couple of minutes to talk about the CEC's so-called strategic reorientation. That's a big thing to call it. But in 2026, the Canadian electroacoustic community will celebrate its 40th anniversary, which is quite an achievement. This, together with recent changes to the CEC's board and working groups, suggests an ideal moment to revisit and reflect upon the CEC's role in a changing world. To that end, the CEC engaged its membership in considering what the organization has been, what it could be, and what it should become. In early 2025, a poll was drafted and sent to members with the following strategically minded questions. First, what has the CEC been doing right, and what do you wish the CEC would be doing? Second, what do you feel that the CEC contributes, and what do you feel that it could contribute? Third, are there any new directions that you would like to see the CEC explore? And finally, how important for you are each of the following CEC projects: JTTP, SONUS, and eContact? The board of the CEC also held its own brainstorming session along similar lines, allowing recently joined younger members a greater opportunity to help shape future directions for the CEC. The results of these parallel processes were heartening and reassuring in that members expressed strong and enthusiastic support for the CEC and for its endeavors over the past years, while proposing priorities for future directions that aligned very closely with the outcomes of the board's own ideas on these subjects. A few of the themes that emerged from these processes include engagement with the broadening of aesthetic practices and approaches, increased opportunities for collaboration at all levels, an emphasis on networking at both individual and organizational levels, a continued focus on inclusivity, rethinking and revamping of how the CEC communicates with its membership, increased focus on practical and creative opportunities, reimagining the CEC's publishing platforms and online presence, and ongoing efforts at outreach both across regions and across demographics. We have used these themes to draft a new set of goals and strategies for the upcoming years, which are expressed in our new strategic plan covering the years 2024 to 2028, which we encourage you to take a look at for more details. I will put that link also in the chat. Some of the key points of action over the past year and planned for the coming year and the rest of the current strategic plan period include the launch of a CEC Discord server to allow for more flexible communication with and between members. The launch of a community workshop series, at least biannually, sometimes online and sometimes in person, affiliated with other CEC activities. A cross-Canada public outreach project as part of the upcoming 25th anniversary of JTTP. A refresh of the CEC's eContact journal into a more flexible rolling format to relaunch in the coming year. A broadening of the CEC's eFlash newsletter to include a wider range of information sharing. General web development, including migrating to a new server, refreshing the web pages, and improving synergy between the CEC's various platforms. And a reimagining and strengthening of our EDI strategy. Again, for more detail on all of these, I direct you to the 2024-2028 strategic plan. On both of those points, normally we would approve those with general consent unless anybody has any concerns on either of those points. If not, we will take that as accepted by general consent. Other business. We do have an item of other business today. First item is a proposal for a change to the CEC bylaws regarding honorary members, the details of which are available from a link on the agenda page, but equally, I'm putting the French link and the English link here in the chat if you want more details. In summary, the proposed revisions are adjustments for grammatical correction, inconsistencies between the English and French versions, clarification regarding the percentage of honorary members, and gender-neutral language in French. We will also be making the equivalent changes to the section on patrons. However, for bylaws to be altered or amended, they need to be carried over to a members' meeting duly called for the purpose of considering those alterations. So we are announcing those changes here at the AGM, but we will then need to call a specific meeting dedicated to approving those. So we will be sending out a notification of this meeting quite soon. Does anybody have any questions on those changes to the bylaws? I think they're really quite uncontroversial, but if anybody does, they're welcome to speak up now, or they're welcome to contact me or Eve at a later date. Okay, does anybody else have anything else that should be tabled now under other business?
All good.
Can we invite people to join the Discord? Or
Yeah, I think that's a.
yes.
Let's do that since we've mentioned it. Go ahead,
Please.
Etienne.
Please join the Discord. It's right now it's a good place to share open calls, works, talk with people about projects, and we've been trying to build it so that it's has more activity. I think it's worth it. So I think you can find the invite link on the CC website on the top. Thank you.
Etienne, do you feel like grabbing
Oh,
that invite
I can
link
put
and
it.
sticking it in here? Yeah, that'd be great.
Could I ask a question?
Please.
So how would the Discord chat be different from the email list?
Etienne.
It's more instant. And it's easier, at least for me, to follow up. Like if it's a conversation between people, instead of having accumulated emails, it's easier to be per subject.
It might be that would some people be on both? Some people would, it's just more a matter of preference, like what tool you prefer.
Yeah, I think right now it's pretty much parallel. So there's the email and the Discord, and then some subjects, like also the emails or available to anyone that's on the Discord. Just right now it's like parallel systems.
Just curious because I am aware of the email list, but I'll check out the Discord.
It's a good question. I think yes, the Discord is indeed more flexible, and there's more things that we can do on it. We can do things there. We can host workshops there. We can have well, there's a range of things that we can do there. But in part, I think more than anything else, it's part of a strategy of trying to reach audiences and members that we're not already reaching. And I think there is a demographic gap in terms of age, frankly, in terms of who is really being well reached and well served by the email list, and younger members who I think that's not part of the workflow. So in part, it's a part of a strategy. It begins as a strategy to reach younger potential members, but its flexibility as on a number of fronts is very quickly proving really quite useful, I think.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Does anybody else have anything that they wanted to ask at this point or any other business? Okay, then, well, in fact, there's the only thing I've got left on the agenda is adjournment. So actually, I'll give another moment for that last question. Anything that anybody else wants to raise, or anything anybody wants to discuss, or any questions that we want to ask before the meeting is officially adjourned? Terrific. Oh, yep, Stephanie.
Just because I'm the new member, I guess.
Fabulous.
I think you told me, James, but meetings are about once a month, is that right? And they're announced through email or?
Yeah, so board meetings, we have it, well, they get announced both on Discord on our private chat and by email. So you'll be added now that you are a board member at large. Your email address will be added to the admin mailing group, and we will we'll let everybody know whenever there will be a meeting. Sometimes there are very, very intensive periods of meetings. Sometimes there are long stretches without meetings. We can expect I mean, we'll have to have a broader members meeting, as just discussed, to approve those changes to the bylaws. And I suspect within a couple of weeks or a few weeks, we'll have a meeting to kind of move on. We've had a very intensive period that's ending now with the AGM that involved finalizing the current strategic plan, the latest SOCAN Foundation grant application, and this meeting that was itself at the end of an intensive period of trying to adapt to Jeff's eventual and now past departure. So it's been a very intense, well, actually a very intense year, frankly, meeting wise and work wise. But I think that's going to become a little bit more normalized now. And if nothing else, we should have a meeting really soon to talk to the four of you and get you on board. So that'll be coming soon.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Robert.
Oui, just a little thing. Since I'm an honorary member now, I can talk about the good old days. I don't know if it is still in the in your the scope of the future of the CEC, but I remember maybe some of you were there, but maybe not that. Maybe Sean was there at the time. The CEC was founded in Montreal during the CEC days in 87, I think. And for my generation of composers, being part of the Canadian electroacoustic community, it was a big change in the landscape of electroacoustic music in Canada, because it was during these days that we met all the people. I know the name of Barry Truax, but I never met him. The same with Hildegard Wisserkamp, or the people in the prairies, or the people in the east, or even people in Montreal who spoke English, essentially. So I don't know if do you is there is there is that is there something like that still in the mind of a few people at the CC, to bring all the people together somewhere in the BAM Center, for example, or whatever, just to let people meet in person for 3, 4, 5 days. I don't know. I'm just asking, basically.
No, thank you very much. That is an excellent point. The short answer is yes, but without specifics. So Community building and connecting people regionally as well as other things is one of the things that came out of the members poll, but that was also very much on the minds of the board. How best to do that is a difficult question. There have been times where we've had, for example, the Toronto Symposium served that maybe most recently for a brief period. So that is very much on our minds. I'm not convinced that that is something we would have in place in this coming year, but I think within the range of the current strat plan, yes, I think that would be. I think that would be important. We do have some tour activities planned, and we are planning on ramping those things up. I mean, more broadly, one of the things that came out of those processes was quite a lot of people wanting more real world, real people in a room kinds of activities, saying that we're doing potentially quite a good job online and keeping people connected that way, but that people, maybe particularly post-pandemic, are kind of craving more getting people in a room. So I think that is a priority. We have tour activities this year. We don't have a big centralized activity plan for this year, but the other thing I'll say is I think that the CEC also is, in current discussions, views its role more as helping with exist other organizations and institutions in Canada to organize things and helping facilitate that and attach to that. So at the moment, that's also part of the vision is, are there things happening that we could attach ourselves to and maybe expand and support that could maybe serve that role? But anyway, long story short, I think we agree with you, Robert, that this would be an important strategy for future development.
That was fun.
And maybe
Yeah.
to add, that also, like in the planning, we're trying to go towards workshops, which then leads to artist sharing. And with the tour, I can also meet up people. And one of the points of the Discord is to connect people in different regions, so then they can also meet up. Or if someone is passing by an area, they can connect to other people's events. So I think, like, after tr trying to and still adjusting to Jeff leaving, there's also this wanting to reconnect, as you mentioned. So I would say that, like, that is the end point, is to have the community part of electroacoustic community, like, be a bit more present. I think we're trying to get to that point.
I also wonder, like, what about exchanges? Like, I happened to be in Winnipeg through a friend who knew a studio here, and 8 years ago I did a Quebec Manitoba exchange residency, soutenue par le Conseil des Arts et des Lettres du Québec, and I've maintained contact all this time. I mean, it's like it was really not expensive to come here, and it's such a different community, and it's a very like high level studio. And I know people in Winnipeg love going to Montreal, and anyway, I don't know, regional exchanges could be something. I mean, I guess that's more individual, not a group activity, but if like a five of those were set up across the country or something.
No, yeah, absolutely. That's great. Yeah, that is something else that came up through those processes. And actually, you raise a good point because we do have a focus on studio exchange, but at the international level. But actually, that's a no-brainer, isn't it? Why not set that in motion across Canadian regions? We'd
Like
get
some of
support.
the smaller cities, like Halifax, Winnipeg, Calgary, I don't know,
Great,
Vancouver.
you've got your first project as a
None of
board member.
it,
Yeah, none of
don't
it
know.
for sure.
Some are cooler. Yeah.
I think that's very important, actually, is reaching the territories that we're not currently that we're not currently reaching. And actually, Robert's casual suggestion of Banff is an excellent idea, actually, because it's one of the challenges that I think we've got is there's an enormous center of gravity in Montreal, which makes sense in that there is a critical mass of artists there, but it can be problematic for people feeling cut off or on their own who are very, very far away from Montreal, and Banff might be an ideally located way to. So that's something to return to for sure. Great. Anybody else have anything that they'd like to raise or discuss at this point? If not, then I think we move towards adjourning. So if there are no remaining items to discuss, and if there are no objections to the idea, we could adjourn the meeting now. Going once, going twice. Then I declare the CEC's 2025 AGM to be adjourned by general consent at 17, oh, sorry, 12:49 Montreal time on Friday, the 22nd of August, 2025, with my sincere thanks to all participants.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, and congratulations once again to the JTTP winners.